I think an inquest sort of draws a line legally under any death, and obviously in this case, for us, it's been a long wait for Karen's inquest. We still miss Karen every day. It doesn't draw a line under that. It doesn't really change the loss. One thing that was focused on by the coroner was the positive work that Karen was doing in Afghanistan, and that's really our focus now, is to try and carry that on through the Karen Weave Foundation. He mentioned about the high maternal infant mortality rates in the country. Recent World Bank reports suggest that it is getting better, which just shows if there is a little bit of assistance, if there is a bit of a focused effort, then you can make a difference. And that's what Karen was trying to achieve, and that's what we intend to carry on. She's trying to help those who couldn't help themselves, who had no access to even basic needs. So we are looking, we've got a number of projects that we're supporting or looking to support. And really, they're nothing huge. We're never going to be a massive Oxfam or Save the Children. But if we direct our efforts in the right way to the right people, we can really try and sort of have a punch above our weight in charitable terms. Karen had this sort of sparkle that she brought to any room or any place she was. And she had this sort of gravity. People wanted to talk to her. And she was just so enthusiastic about life. She loved it. And she just, even when she was feeling down, or she felt the challenges that she faced were insurmountable, she would always find a way to bring a positive spin to it so that those challenges weren't as big and that she could sort of climb the wall in front of her. I'll always, it's very easy to be cynical when you've been there for a while. I'll never forget that positive sort of side of her life.